And right now, what I'd like to do is go into a meditation and then a channel from Kryon. And so I invite you to close your eyes and engage the inner child and your imagination. We're going to have just the briefest fun pretend session. If you could do anything, be anything, go anywhere in this moment, what would that be for you? There are no limits. We are using your imagination, and so your imagination has endless possibilities, infinite things it can do and be and create. And here is the one rule in this imagination that you are creating right now. It has to be fun. It has to be the funnest thing that you have been wanting to do for so long. And in that fun thing that you are creating and imagining and being and doing, I ask you to hear now to all the laughter that is emanating from around you, because the Creator that loves you so much laughs when you do. There is joy throughout the cosmos when you have your joy. And so tune in now through that silent language of the laughter and the joy and the uproarious hilarity that is with you, a part of you. And you can create this at any time, any moment of the day. It's fun to pretend. It's fun to have an imagination. Is it real? I think it is. And so now let us hear from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the first meeting of the month where we again will continue a series that we've been doing for the last 4 weeks. For those of you who have not heard this, it is a series of new energies. Some are calling them tools, others are calling them gifts, that are now possible, or perhaps those that are needed in this, the shift. To review the whole premise would be simple. We are in the middle, you are in the middle of a predicted energy shift, predicted by the ancients so long ago, predicted by those on the planet just recently. When I came in 34 years ago, this was the reason to prepare you and tell you what might be coming. And what might be coming came. And although I told you back in 1989, it indeed occurred, and you chose to make this shift at the precession of the equinoxes in 2012. And subsequent to that time, things are starting to move in an odd direction on this planet to many. When I say odd direction, I mean that this is not your grandfather's world. This is not the way it used to be. The energy today is not a repeat of the energy from the last generation or even the generation before. And that is what used to happen. Almost like a train around a track, history would repeat itself and would repeat itself. And the same kinds of things would occur. Indeed, there are more people here than ever before. More humans on the planet. Indeed, there is higher tech. But the old energies still could have repeated and repeated. One of the prophecies, of course, that you all knew if you're a senior is that you would not be here today. That by the year 2000, something would happen. Even some of your scriptures gave you that scenario as a potential. But instead, you are here. And you are here on purpose in a new energy that is starting to work on this planet truly in miraculous ways. There is a cleanup starting to happen. And in that, there are responses to those of the dark energy, those who are invested in keeping things the same as they were 100 years ago, and they're pushing for that, if you've noticed. They don't want integrity. They don't want rights. They don't want equalities. They don't want peace. All there for you to look at. Check it out. Who are the ones who are pushing back the hardest? They are the ones who are invested in the old energy. This new energy we speak of is the energy of kindness, compassion, love, understanding, peace for humanity, and coherence for the planet. You all know this is possible. Trading fairly with each other, sharing resources, having enough. New technology starting to occur so the planet is not then devoid of some resources because you need electricity or certain kinds of things. It's all coming. It's all coming. And dear ones, this is what we call the shift. In the last 4 weeks, we gave you 4 items. In the circle of 12, they were presented as well. We're going to do the same thing tonight in the circle of 12. This particular item, number 5 of 8, is something it may seem like we have spoken of before, and we have, but perhaps not in this way. Another premise. If you're going to have this evolution of humanity, evolution of a higher consciousness occur, there are some things that the old souls should have. And if they have these things, this will be a quickening of higher energy for the planet, of higher vibration, you might say, of higher thinking, of evolved consciousness, you might say, something you're going to begin to see in leadership and in business, much more cooperation, a lot less competition and hate. That's the new energy. And what you're going to find within that mixture is something you really want. You're going to say, this works. We didn't think it would, but it does. People are starting to agree. There is more peace here. There's less anxiety here. There's a lot less fear here. There's actually hope for the future. And you're beginning to see that. And this is different. How long have you lived on this planet where almost every day there'll be somebody who tells you we're doomed? All of you are doomed. All of us are doomed, for the future is not bright. How many of your movies show a not bright future? The answer is a lot of them. How are you programmed to see where the planet is going? Programmed? Your movies, they program you. Your parents, they program you. Your institutions of spiritual knowledge, they program you. What are they telling you might happen or is going to happen? What are they setting you up for that's fearful? Dear ones, that is not the future. That's an old idea of the future based upon old prophecies, old energy, and old earth, and the idea that history has to repeat itself yet again. What if all that were different? What if instead there is peace on this planet? There are resources you don't expect. There is health for entire continents coming that you don't expect because of inventions and discoveries that you don't expect. All of that is what I see. Here is a tool that is something that is very needed. It's also a gift for some who don't have it. I will give it a name now. It's different from the last time I talked about compassionate action. This one is called automatic compassionate action. What does that mean? It's a countenance, if you want to call it. It's an attitude, if you want to call it that, of an old soul, a light worker, when confronted with confrontation. When something is targeted to you, what do you do? Normally, you defend. That is an old energy concept, which then, of course, leads to further defense argument and dysfunction. We have spoken of compassionate action before, but not necessarily that which is targeted toward you as a result. Someone accuses you of something, or looks at you and tells you something that is unpleasant about yourself, true or not true. What is your reaction? What if it becomes automatic compassionate action? Compassionate action is compassion for the situation, even if it's an unusual one like this, and then an actionable item that accompanies the compassion. So let's put this forward. You have something that is in front of you, perhaps which is an accusatory attitude. And instead of a reaction, you observe in your own mind what is taking place. The first thing you might realize is that the person in front of you is not themselves. They're having a bad day, or they're angry. What is their issue that you can help them with, apart from what they've said? What can you say that would disarm anything that they have said? You don't have to agree with them if they call you a name, but you could be compassionate to them. I'm sorry that you feel that way. I'm sorry you're having a bad day. Perhaps we should discuss this later, or I can feel what you're saying. I can feel that something is wrong here. You're not feeling well. I can feel something in you. What can we talk about it? What can we do? Everything comes back. It's a compassionate action, even in confrontation. Could you see how that in itself might disarm even war? Do you see how that in itself might be an answer to so many things? You're going to hear more about this in the Circle of 12. I want you to think about it, how this might work, as we discuss even more of it a bit later. Dear ones, I present this particular item as a tool to be exercised, practiced, and used. But for some of you, it'll be a gift because you cannot even imagine that that would be you. It can be. It will be if you choose it to be. Automatic, compassionate action. No matter what, the first thing you do is have compassion in the situation. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.